AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Even after last night's brutal let-it-fly Republican presidential candidates debate, frontrunner Donald Trump's rivals are promising to support him if he becomes the party's nominee. AP correspondent Steve Peoples was there last night.
Donald Trump came in as the overwhelming frontrunner. Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio tried again and again for 2 hours to knock him off that frontrunner mantle. It was vicious at times. It was personal. Insults flew around.
Our Mark Smith was at the debate in Detroit last night, too, as Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz fired on Donald Trump.
They called him a braggart with flexible policies whose business rep is a lie. Witness the students suing over Trump University.
He's trying to con people into giving them their vote, just like he conned these people.
After Rubio came Cruz, saying if Trump's the nominee, the brand will suffer.
With the Republican nominee facing a fraud trial.
For his part, Trump jeered Lion Ted and Little Marco and scorned Rubio's claim he has small hands.
Something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem.
In 2 hours of this kind of bickering, that moment may have reset the bar. Mark Smith, Detroit.
The UN's top human rights officer is weighing in on the controversy over whether Apple should help the FBI hack an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino killers. He says if Apple does what the government is asking, there could be trouble for human rights, journalists, whistleblowers, dissidents, and others. He says it could be a gift for hackers and autocrats. Women may be serving in combat jobs sooner than you think. We've seen the military's plan to begin recruiting women for those jobs, including the Navy SEALs. Women could be serving in what have been male-only units by this fall. Gas prices are going up again. It's $1.81 a gallon this morning. This is AP Radio News. The February jobs report comes out this morning. AP correspondent Diane Kepley with what we expect.
When the government releases the latest jobs report, PNC Financial Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman says he expects it will show about 200,000 jobs were created last month.
We think the unemployment rate stays at 4.9%. And wages should maybe be boosted by about 0.2%.
Even though there have been only modest gains in wages, low inflation is helping people stretch their dollars.
I think that's why we've seen good auto sales and some pretty good retail sales to start out this year.
And he says there's no evidence a recession is lurking in the future.
Kind of a funny thing happened on the way to the recession. Where is it? It's not here.
Diane Kepley, Washington.
It appears a drone narrowly missed a passenger plane during its approach to Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport. The co-pilot spotted the drone within 16 feet of a wing. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.